For KASU News, I'm Brandon Tabor. Poverty in Arkansas is an issue. According to the Talk Poverty website, the state's poverty rate was around 18% in 2015. Some counties in the state have it worse than others. In Northeast Arkansas, Greene County's poverty rate was below the state average, while St. Francis County exceeded the average at 27.7%. With so many people living in poverty, something has to be done to correct it. That is where the Crowley's Ridge Development Council comes in. Meet Tim Wooldridge.
Well, Crowley's Ridge Development Council is one of 16 community action agencies in Arkansas that were created more than 50 years ago to fight the war on poverty.
A former state legislator and Paragould native, Wooldridge is the executive director for the CRDC. Established in 1969, he says the CRDC is the federally mandated community action agency in charge of helping Arkansans in poverty living within the 8-county area they serve in Northeast Arkansas. The CRDC offers various services based on the needs of the area.
Generally, Crowley's Ridge Development Council is in the business of providing housing, transportation, substance abuse programs. A lot of folks may not realize that we have the only residential substance abuse center called NEARC out on Post Road in Jonesboro. The only one in the region.
Wooldridge said the council also provides weatherization services and they run the Northeast Arkansas Transit System, or NEAT. When Wooldridge became the executive director for the CRDC, he noticed a huge problem.
It became apparent to me relatively quickly that in some counties we were doing some things wonderfully well, but in other counties, there's just a lack of that help.
He also noticed that there are other organizations in the area who are also working in the fight against poverty. However, those organizations were having similar problems of being able to effectively help.
And so, as this agency for 8 counties, we recognize that there needs to be, if you will, an umbrella or a blanket, if you will, process by which we make sure that we coordinate a better, more consistent delivery of these benefits and services across the 8-county area.
Wooldridge recognized that the CRDC would not be able to help everyone in the region, but they could allow the other organizations to fulfill needs of their clients. The organizations could go to the CRDC to support them in their efforts to help tackle poverty. The CRDC recently held a stakeholder retreat at Arkansas State University with community leaders, state legislators, and municipal officials. They discussed a solution or a system of care for coordinating services effectively across the region. Wooldridge said this system allows the CRDC to be the leader in helping smaller organizations provide services.
You know, we think about it, just like there are protocols for delivery of health care and other type services, we think that we need to develop those same types of processes, systems, if you will, for the delivery of social services. And all of this is done with the goal in mind of helping those that are in disadvantaged situations to realize their full potential.
Wooldridge said the meeting was the first of more meetings to come as they work together to establish a system of care in the region.
Now is the research and the roll up the sleeves and the work to come together with something that will ultimately benefit everyone that we discuss.
Wooldridge said the next meeting is planned for sometime in the fall. For KASU News, I'm Brandon Tabor.